Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Mem Gimel, and we are on Mem Beis Amud Beis, talking about Shalosh Aratzos L'Chala. So we spoke about three different areas in terms of Kedushas Haaretz for Chala. We spoke about the most intense, which is the land that was reconquered when Ole Bavel went and led by Ezra Nechemiah, even though they came a little later, but the whole whole stage of the process was a reconquering, and that's Kedusha Shnia, and that has full intense Kedusha. Then you have, that was the first one, the Eretz Yisrael Vad Kaziv, Chala Achaz, that's called Eretz Yisrael, therefore you take off one Chala. There's a Dindar Rabbanan, that a Chutz La'aretz you take off two Chalas. We'll have to see exactly why, but one because what is meant to be burned because of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, so you have to be Mafreshit, but it's Tameh, but you don't want to forget about Shalot Tishtachech, Taras Chala, so then you Mafresh another one to give to the Kohen. And the Mishnah spoke about, is there a which one has a shear, which one doesn't have a shear, and then we have the, and that was the areas of that were conquered by Yeshua ben Nun, the Oli Mitzrayim, and not the Oli Babel. And then you have the third category, which is basically Chutz La'aretz, which has its own set of rules. So we're right in the middle. We just listed those cases, which the Gemara, in the coming days, Be'ez Hashem, will talk about the reasons for the differences between the two Chalas that are taken in Chutz La'aretz. And then we're right in the middle of Mem Beis Ma Beis, U'tful Yom Ochla. Even a Tful Yom is allowed to eat these challahs. Right? Challah, which has the status of truma, usually, we know the first Mishnah in Shas, right? A Tful Yom is not allowed to eat truma. Right? Mishah shakonim nechnasim lechol truma. Son, he has to wait till the night. Right? A person goes to the mikvah, and he has to wait till nightfall to be tar, so he's allowed to eat maeser sheni, he's allowed to eat truma until the nighttime, and he's not allowed to bring a carbon until the next day. But here, says the Mishnah, this Shruma slash Chala. This Chala of Chutz La'aretz is not really Chala, it's Chala Midrabanan, and therefore even its full Yom is allowed to partake of it. After he goes to the mikvah, he's allowed to eat it. Rav Chaim Kadievsky, De Kivan De Iker Chala B'Chutz La'aretz B'Divrayemu, since it's all Drabanan, Lo Hekpidu Shalo Te'achal B'Tumas Aguf Ela B'Tameh Sheretz V'Chayotzei Bo. Right, if you're actually Tamei and you didn't take any steps to becoming Tahar yet, then fine, the Rabbanan were gozer against that. But once you went to the mikvah, so you already did something, we spoke about that twice over the past couple of weeks, about whether a Tful Yom is Tahar, but there's some, you know, residual, or he's still Tamei, but there are some Heterim. How do you formulate it? Spoke about the Rambam and the Rabbi Daniel Abavli and the others. But here, if a Tful Yom Achla, Tful Yom could even partake. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in its Rav Tvila, Rabbi Yossi goes even further. Rabbi Yossi says, he doesn't even have to go to the mikvah, right? Yeah, a tamei person, this challah doesn't have the status of challah fully at all, and therefore even a tamei sheretz could also eat it. The only limit is the asura, lezavim, lezavos, lenidos, leoldos. But even Rabbi Yossi would say that someone who has what's called tuma hayotze migufo, so that is, they are off limits. These are the four people that are called tuma hayotze migufam. Tuma, that it's a tuma that comes from within. Right? If it's somebody touches a dead rodent, right, that's a tuma that comes from without. Right? That's a dead body is tuma that comes from without. But tuma hayotze migufo, some type of flow from within that makes them tame. These four: zav, zava, nida, and yoledes. Right, not similar lashon to the Dal Mechusrei Kapara. The second parak in Krisus is called Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara, Zav Zav Yoledes and Mitzora. That's a different four. Mitzora is not a Tuma Yotze Migufo. It's not a flow from within. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Zav Zav, Anid and Yoledes, these are the ones that are Tuma Yotze Migufo. Three out of these four bring a carbon. Right, Zav Zava, if they're Zav Gadol and Zav Gadol, bring a carbon and a Yoledes. Nida does not. Nida is natural each month, but those are the four Tumah Yotze Migufo that have a special status in terms of Tumah V'Tahara. V'Ne'achelas Imazar LaShulchan, another cooler regarding this Chala Chutz La'aretz, it can be eaten with a Zar Ala Shulchan. So what exactly does that mean? Right, so we're familiar with the language of Ne'echel Ala Shulchan from Maseches Chulin and from Yerideya, that Milchiks and Fleishiks, Ne'echelas Ala on the same shulchan. So does that mean, what does this mean? Right? The Mefarshim discuss. Maybe this means that they could go up on the same table, even though there are certain gzeiras about I'm eating milchiks and you're eating fleishiks and sitting next to each other. There are certain limitations. So those limitations don't apply here because, you know, it's derabanan. Or does this even mean further? This is even further. Again, Rav Chaim Kadievsky. V'ne'achal ha'samazor ala shulchan, ashniya de shel kohen ka'i, de lo gazrinan be ha'alah atu achila. First line, we're not gozer that, oh, we don't want you to eat it together, so you can't even have it on the same table. No, maybe that's the kula. Aval birushalmi mashma dene'acheles mamish kamar. Dehakoen vahazor, well, see what the Gemara says. Ma'arvin piton va'ochlin, that you can eat it, they can mix it together. Right, ne'acheles imazar. The zar can also take part. Why? Because it's even batel, achas ba'achas. Right, mevatla even lachadchilo. So ne'acheles ha'shuchan is a big kula. We'll have to see exactly how the Gemara, the implications that you get from the Gemara. Again, that's the idea of ne'acheles ha'shuchan. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, simon peches, shelo lahalos basar ala shulchan sha'ochan gvina. Right, that's having them on the same table. Afilu b'sar chayiv ha'ov, the Shulchan Aruch says, osel aloso ala shulchan sha'ochal avgvina. You can't put them on the same table. Shelo yavo la'ochlam yachad. Avo b'shuchan shesudur alav tafshil, on the counter, that's okay. Sometimes you're making different things, and you're making stuff for shalashuddis, or amilchik, afleishik on the counter is okay. But on the same table where people are eating from the same family, and they might come to take from each other, there should really be a hecker if one's eating milchiks and one's eating afleishik. So that's v'ne'achelas ala shulchan. One more. V'nitenas l'chol kohen. And it can be given to any kohen. Give me any kohen. What does any kohen mean? Look at the Mara. Fold up. Sheyirtze bein l'kohen chaver bein l'kohen ama aretz. Kain pirish haRambam. He goes to Rambam and the pirish haRambam dies. Even a kohen ama aretz. Usually chala truma. You're not allowed to give to a kohen ama aretz. But he is different. It's durabanan, and therefore there are kulas. Ubishas muchach bein kohen sheochel chulin betara bein l'kohen sheino ochel chulin betara. Right, but if you look in the Gemara, it sounds like it's not an issue of ama aretz, but it's just a kohen who makes sure to eat his chulin betara or not. Aval ama aretz einosim shuman lemanas kuna, but not in ama aretz. So different implications. Again, the Maravolta says from the Rambam, from the Mefarshim and Mishnah, and from the Gemara that we will see. The Mishnah continues. The elu nosan l'chol kohen. And once we're on the topic of giving, being flexible in terms of what we give to kohanim who are not so trustworthy in terms of their behavior, the following items can be given to any kohen, right? For one of two reasons, as we'll see on this list. One of two reasons: either they're kachim, and even amei haaretz are scared of kachim. Right? We emas kachim alei. We've had that concept sometimes. Emas kachim, emas shabbos alei. You remember from Demai. Emas kachim, so they're mocking for kachim, or the opposite, or the following items are not holy at all. They're matnas kahuna, but they're not kodesh, and therefore there's no problem with giving it to an amaretz. So the elu nosin l'chol kohen. Number one, hacharamim. Charamim, what's a cherim? A cherim is another way of being makdish an animal. The Torah talks about it in the Bechu Kosai, the idea of a cherim. A cherim is, I can be makdish something, I can be machrim something. That's just another mechanism, way of making it kadosh. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchas Erechin. Hilchas Erechin v'charamim, right? That's the name of the Rambam set of halachas. Arachin v'charamim, right? How can I give something to the base of Mikdash? I can be makdish, I can be marich, I can be machrim. All of these are different ways, says the Rambam. Echad ha'omer, vav aleph. Echad ha'omer hari is a hektish to Bet HaKabayis. This table should be kadosh to Bet HaKabayis for temple upkeep. O cherem leBet HaKabayis. This table should be muchram to Bet HaKabayis. O cherem leShamayim. V'chein b'chol nechasav. All your property. Im amar kol nechasav hektish. O cherem leBet HaKabayis. O cherem leShamayim. Hari elu yiplu leBet HaKabayis. Right, that's, if I say if it's a cherem to Bet HaKabayis. Aval im amar cherem stam. This should be muchram. So what does that mean? That's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether stam charamim or lebetek abayis, or stam charamim or lekohanim. So which is it? So the Rambam paskins, aval imamar cherim stam hare elu lekohanim, shestam charamim lekohanim shenemar kol cherim biYisrael lecha yihiyat. And that's a way, right, another word that you could use to be makdish, an item. So stam charamim, I'll go to the kohanim, and that's what the Mishnah says here. If you have a cherim, you want to give something to the world of cherim, so we paskin stam charamim lebetek abayis, it goes to the kohen, right? As the Marafolda also quotes here. What is the word cherim? Right, we're familiar with cherim derabenu gershom, or put in cherim, right? Is that like connected at all? Right, usually that's like a negative, put in cherim. So the chinuch picks up on this. The chinuch in his mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvah, separate one of the 613. Shinnun vav, in the chinuch, 356, Shinnun zayin. Shinun Zayin, 357, mitzvahs din machrim minachasav shulakohanim. Charamim are a mitzvah. Ladun b'dinei charamim. The Rambam has numerous mitzvahs like this. The world of charim is a mitzvah. Right? The Rambam paskins. The world of shor and bor. And the world of Nizke Mamon is a mitzvah, the Rambam paskins. The world of Masa Umatan, right? Toin v'nitan, the Rambam paskins a mitzvah. Sometimes the mitzvahs are just areas of halacha for the Rambam. So here also, the world of Haramim, Klomar, Shehechrim Davar Minachas of Stam. Anyone who is Machrim, possessions of his. This should be a Cherim. So then it goes to the Kohanim, according to the Gemara in Arachin, on Daf Chavches. Says the Chinuch, where does the word Cherim come from? Isn't that something negative? Mukhra means pushed aside and off limits. So says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefisha Yisrael hua am asher bachar akel mikol shar ha'amim. La'avodaso la'hakir shmo. Hashem chose the Jews from all the nations to serve him and to recognize his name. V'heim einam tachas v'mshalas bazalos. And they are not under the constellations, like the Ramban talks about in Achremos. Asher chalak Hashem l'chal shar ha'amim. We're directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval heim tachas yodosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mibali am tzos malach u'mazal. Chelak Hashem amo, Yaakov chevel nachlaso. U'kemot shatamotei kishagolam imitzrayim. Shohaya nes kolel kol ha'uma. Shu ba'atzmo b'chvodo ho'otzi amisham. Hashem took us out. Ani b'vol malach. The chulu. So you see, not only was there direct hashgacha there, there's direct hashgacha always. Vilachay, b'chalei seyos Yisrael machzikim b'taraso, umis atrim ba'avodaso. As long as the Jewish people are holding on to the Torah, wearing the crown of his avoda, lo tanuach b'emrak tova v'shefa bracha v'ruach nedivo tahora tismachem. It's all about bracha. Hashem wants to give bracha to Klal Yisrael. V'ha'hefech v'hi ha'me'era v'ha'cherem. And the opposite of bracha, which is curse and cherem, aloi veyem visoneyem, will be on our enemies. V'alkein ki yiksa ruach echad meyem yosim yipiv lashon klala v'cherem. So if somebody, if a Jew says the word cherem, that must mean, cherem doesn't have to do with the Jews. So it must be, he's separating himself from this item. If he's saying something should be a cherem, he's separating himself from it. If shehem tachas habracha, because cherem is the opposite of bracha, and a person says, this item of mine should be cherem, so I guess you're saying you don't want it, and it's not going to be by you. So hodiyah kasev, the Torah tells us, she'yef shalo lehotzio mirishus hamevorach lerishus acher, you can't just give it away to the rishus of others by just saying they were in cherem. So it must be, it just goes back to the basically default of the world, which means belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people. And therefore, it goes to the Kohanim. Achar she'adanu be'emes ki kavanas ha'machrim lehotzio so'davar mirshuso, roi lehashlom chefso, v'yashuv birshus adonav, v'yiyeh kodesh. And he talks about, there's more, but that's his pickup on the word cherem. Okay, so Elu, the Yisrael give it to the Kohanim. So cherem, charamim, go to the Kohanim, because as we know, stam charamim are the Kohanim. V'yabachoros, and the firstborns, the bachor. Bachor is a carbon. Right, the firstborn sheep, firstborn cow, bachoros, so that you're allowed to give to any kohen. Why? So, mimanav shach, the mefarshim explain. If it's a bachor tam, then it's a karban, and karbanos, ame aretz are machmed about karbanos. They don't mess around with karbanos. Right? Truma is different, but karbanos, in terms of tumah v'tahara, if it's kadshei mizbeach, then every kohen is zoyer. If it's a balmum, so then, that's okay, because a Bechor Balmum is Mamona Shal Kohen, but it's Lechulin. And therefore, either way, you could give it to the any Kohen. That's Bechor. Again, each one of these are always great dafim, because you can talk about each one of these items on the list. Remember, the Bechor, it's the only, the Taz points out, it's the only one of the three, it's the one of the three mitzvahs that have to do with the firstborn that there's no bracha on. Right, we make a bracha on pidyon haben. We make a bracha on petar chamor. Right, when I have a firstborn donkey and I switch it with the sheep and give the sheep to the kohen, mitzvah daraisa, halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh, right, nothing to do with the beis hamikdash. If a Jew owns a donkey and has a firstborn donkey, male, so you have to give the sheep, you have to switch that. And there's a bracha by pidyon petar chamor. But there's no bracha by bechor behema tahora, right, out of the three mitzvahs. So why is that? Why is there no bracha? All three are mitzvahs, so why is there no brachas? That's the Taz that we mention every couple of months. The Taz in Yaradeh, Shin Chaf Aleph, Siv Zayin. The Taz, this is on the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, on when you have a petach hamor, miyad kishehifrish tleh, tachas petach hamor, chazer a petach hamor chulin. v'chulu. Well, if you miyad kishem afrisho miyad mevarach asher kedushan v'zav zivanu al pidyon petach amor. Right, that's the bracha. Not such a common bracha. That's heard. So Taz says, why do you make a bracha on pidyon on bechor behemah tahora? So says the Taz, you're not really doing anything. It's automatic. Petach amor, you are switching the donkey status to the sheep. Pidyon aben, I'm switching the status of my son. But bechor behemah tahora, it's kadosh meirechem. Right, when it comes out. So what am I doing? I'm giving it to the Kohen. Yes, the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah to add my own personal element of hakdasha, of sanctification, and the Rav compared that to Shabbos, even though Shabbos is kadosh ve'omed, mitzvah lahakdisho, it's a mitzvah to make kiddush and add my own element of hakdasha, but technically it's kadosh without me. V'nirali, says the Taz, v'yishai bracha el masha oseh ha'adam mishalo, al zeh mevarech shezach alasos mishalo ratzon ha'makom baruch hu. Masheikin b'chor, d'me'olam lo ha'yilis roz chuspo, d'mishenolad hu be'gazad rachmano. Right, once it's born, it already belongs to the Kohen. Favi ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso ha'bachor. It's as if the b'chor wasn't born to me. It was born to the Shevet HaKahuna. Elokilu nolad bebeis Kohen miparaso. D'rachman hazika lo b'kak, kamasha kasav kol peta rechem li. Al kein ein shayach levarach ki hu eina ose klum mi mamono. He's not doing anything. Masha'en kein bepidyon petach hamor u bechar adam shu nosin mi mamono al kein mevarach shaper al mitzvah zos. Kein nirali. That's the Taz in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Zayin. So that's a little bit about bechar. We could talk a lot about each of these. Next on the list, pidyon aben. Pidyon aben, you can give to any kohen. Any kohen am aris. You know a kohen is a kohen. That's it. Don't have to check about what he's going to do with the money that you give him. Right? You could give to any Kohen the money. The Rambam in the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, he has a very interesting formulation. The Rambam in mitzvah pay says shetzivanu leftos bechor adam v'shenitan hadamim haheim lekohen v'amar yisale bechor b'dechat titen li ubir lanu anasin azos eich tiyeh. Right, and Mechzeches Bechoros explains how we do this mitzvah, how we do this nesina. V'ushenifteu min haKohen. We redeem the baby boy from the Kohen. U'ki'ilu hu kfar zichabo v'niknehu mimenu b'chamei slayim. Does the Kohen really own the boy? Right, is there really a status change? That is one of the big topics in Pidyon HaBen. We're podet. So usually by Pidyon, there's a status change. Right, we spoke, something is kadosh, what we have in Maaser Sheni, the last Masechta. There's a stat, the Maaser Sheni fruit is kadosh, and you switch it on to money. So is that what's going on by Pidyon HaBen? The boy is somehow kadosh, asur, there's a mamish, a status. If you don't do Pidyon HaBen, the boy is asur bahana'a. Right, there's asur ba'avoda, there's a havamina, there's a fleeting havamina like that in Bechoros on Daf Tes, that he's going to be asur until you're redeemed. Pashat pshat is that, no, there's a chiyuv mitzvah. The boy is a boy, and there's a chiyuv mitzvah to give it to the Kohen. There's a shibud that is created by the Torah that you have to give money to the Kohen. But does the Kohen really own the boy? We wouldn't have said that, but the Rambam has that formulation. Ukiilu hu kfar zichabo, it's as if the Kohen was zoche in the boy, like we just spoke about, bechor behema. Bechor behema. So, v'dikneu mimena b'chamei sloim. Ach pado tifteh es bechor adam. So that's the interesting lashon of the Rambam. But again, it already belongs to Shevet HaKahuna in a certain sense. The Ksos uses that to explain. He has a big discussion in Reish Bem Gimel. That's in Choshe Mishpat, right? There's no Ksos on Yaradeya. We have the Ksos on Evan Ezer, Avni Miluim, and on Choshe Mishpat, the Ksos. But there he talks about, are you allowed to give a Kohen Katan Pidyon HaBen money? What if the only coin in town is a 10-year-old? So you're allowed to give him, you know, the money. So that's a question, and he quotes from the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says, yes, you can, because after all, we know that Bali Tos was saying a few places in Shas that there's a concept called Das Acheres Makne, right? Which means if a katan picks something up from the ground from Hefker, he doesn't own him Idaraisa. He's not strong enough halachically to be kone something on his own. But if somebody else is willing it, is being mocked into his rishus, then midaraisa, right? Just like the Gemara says, on the first day of Sukkot, you could give your dalan minim to your child, but he can't give it back to you. Right? He can't give it back to you. You can give it to him because it's dasachar is makne. But you can't give it back to you, so make sure you lachem, you need the first day, so you have to be able to the mitzvah first. So it says the Pri Chadash, so too by Pidyon HaBen, you can give it to the Kohen Katan, because dasachar is makne. right? Because you can will it, you can be machneh it to the katan. The Ksos doesn't like that. Yes, I think that should apply, but the Ksos has a different reason. He says, you know why you're allowed to give it to the Kohen Katan? Because it's kind of already owned by the Katan. There's already a chiyuv that you, that me, that the Yisrael has to be, give money to the Shevet HaKuhuna, not any particular Kohen specifically, but Kohen already has that, and therefore it's already partially this Katan, because it's already much easier. The Mamon Kohen, v'kfar zichsa b'hem ha-Torah l'Kohanim, v'yemkein afilu Kohen Katan nami, k'mo b'Yerusha islehu. It's like Yerusha. It's like he's going to give Yerusha. Ki kazachu mi ditu kazachu, v'chein v'cham islam deben, v'chulu, and he continues relating to that. Okay, that's Bechoris. So how much does the Kohen already own the money? So we spoke about the Taz, Bechor Behema, we spoke about this Ksos by Kohen Katan. Next, Pidyon Abed. U'Pidyon Petach Amor, also, any Kohen. Vizrov alachayim akeva, right? All of those items, the ones that we just said, why are you allowed to give the money to a pidyon ben and petach amar? Because that doesn't have any kedusha. So who you give it to a kohen amaretz? Okay, there's no kedusha to those items. He's chulin. Vizrov alachayim akeva, right? These are the three parts of the animal that every animal that you sheft, chulin. Chulin animals, you have to give these items to the kohen, right? There's the forearm, there's the chayim, the keva. I think recently, a few weeks ago, we spoke about why these three parts. There's a medrash about Pinchas. Pinchas used his arm and his cheeks, and his and he was put the sword through the keva. Voracious agaz, the first shearings, right? There's a certain minimum amount of sheep that you have to have. First shearings go to the kohen. Again, also chulin, the kohen can do whatever he wants with it. V'shem and sreifa. Shem and sreifa, truma oil that became tamei. So it has to be burned. So it has to be burned, and a Kohen is allowed to get benefit from it as it's burned, so that also you're allowed to give to the Kohen. The Kachem Mikdash, right? Kachem, one is allowed to give to the Kohen. Again, the Marafolda says, to lo asru lases le Kohen she'enu nizar bituma el adavar she'ish bo iser tuma bigvulin. Right? Only something that is iser of tuma outside the Beis HaMikdash, like truma, trumas vayser, and chala. But Kachem Mikdash, and all of these that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no worry. Vabikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Oser beBikurim, machlokas tanam about Bikurim, because Bikurim, what's Bikurim? We've said it crosses worlds. Bikurim isn't really a karban, but it's brought to the Beis Hamikdash. So where does it fall? We spoke about the 2 days of Tosav Avasra, whether Bikurim is a regular mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz or not. But here, even if it is a mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz, it's a little different. It's the only mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz that has to do with the Beis Hamikdash. Truma, Truma's Meiser, even Meiser Sheni has to do with Yerushalayim. Only Bikurim has to do with Beis HaMikdash. So is it like a karban? Is it like a karban? Here, Machlokes Tanah. Karshine Truma brings us back to previous Pesachtas. Karshinim. Karshine Truma, that's, the English is vetch, but some type of legume that is mostly for animals, animal fodder, but once in a while, Shasat Chak, it can be used for human consumption. So are you allowed to give Karshine Truma to a Kohen Am Aretz, Rabbi Kiva Matir, Vachachamim Ostrim, Machlokas. Okay, so says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan. So now getting back to, we had a whole daf of Mishnah now. So let's go remember all the things that we said. So what's the first thing that we said back on yesterday's daf? We said, if a Yisrael is a sharecropper for a Goy in Syria, that was the first part of the Mishnah. Remember Syria, the area Aram Sova. So if a Jew is a sharecropper for a guy, so is there a chiyuv of Chumas and Isris and Shemitah? So Rabbi Eliezer says, yes. Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, there is. Even though a guy owns it in Syria, so Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you treat it like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, because a Jew is working the land, the portion that that Jewish sharecropper takes is Chayiv and Isris and Shemitah. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no. Rabbi Eliezer says, Syria is already one step removed. And therefore, if a guy owns it in Syria, nothing doing. So says the Gemara. Machlokes, how far does Rabbi Elazar go? Rabbi Elazar, who says, you have a chiyuv of Shumas and Maisris if you're a sharecropper of a guy's land in Syria. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says that the Jew only has to do this if he's been a sharecropper for generations. His family has been the sharecropper for generations. Chakire bate ovos. Kagon mehala de base Rebbe. Like the family of Rebbe. That they were sharecroppers for years. Right? He quotes, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes from the Yerushalmi in Shvius that Antoninus, right, the Roman Caesar and Rebbe got along with each other and he gave Rebbe for 2,000 years you could work this land. So those types of sharecroppers, that really looks like It's the Jew. The Jew's been there for generations, so that kind of looks like his land. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says that he has to go take off Chumas and Maisras, even though the guy owns it. Because the Jew's been there for so many, the family's been there for so many generations. Tani Rav Tachlifa, Rabbi Tachlifa ben Shaul. No. Rav Chalafta ben Shaul. He argues, Knas contra Rabbi Eliezer. No, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's a fine. It's a fine, meaning we don't want you to be a sharecropper for so long for a non-Jew's land in Syria. We fine you, right? It's because Shalo Yachkaru, the Mefarshim explained, we don't want you to be Shakua, lose yourself in Syria, working for a guy in Syria, the environment, and therefore it's a fine, meaning it's not limited to specific sharecroppers. Right? You're working for the guy, we're going to make you think of Jews and Maestros there in Syria. So, my nafak beneon, la my nafkamina between these two shitas, aris l'sha, right? A temporary aris, a temporary sharecropper. Man to amar kanas, according to the second day of Chalafta ben Shaul, that it's a kanas chayiv, then any, even if you're a temporary sharecropper, you have this din. The Rabbanan find you, and therefore you have to take off Chumas and Maestros, be the Rabbanan. Man da'amar b'chakire bati avos, pater. No, but if you say the chakire bati avos, if you say the first opinion, that has to be for generations, so then you're going to be pater. You are not going to have to take Chumas and Maestros in this case, because it's only, doesn't look like you've been there for so long. Good. It says the Braisa, Tosefta. Halokeach ben anachton b'Syria. If somebody buys from a baker, or from anyone in Syria, Sarech lahafrish chalas d'may divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel has a chiddush, but we'll see the Gemara likes the chiddush. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you're buying from Syria, so, one second, remember from Eretz Yisrael, if I buy d'may from the land of Israel, I do not have to take off truma. Because I know the Amei Aretz are makbid about truma gedola. So the same thing would be about chala. We're comparing the two, because they both have misa b'dei shamayim for a czar, so Amei Aretz are makbid about that. So, That's Eretz Yisrael. What about Demai? Gamliel says same thing. Gamliel says, even from Chutz La'aretz, from Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to be Mafresh Shumer or Chala, but from Chutz La'aretz you do. Why? Because we have to assume the Amma Aretz knows this is not really such a Chiyav Daraisa. And therefore, because it's Surya, it's Drabanan, so even Shumer and Chala is not going to take so seriously. In Eretz Yisrael, he's going to take Truman Chala seriously. But in Chutz La'aretz, so he's not. And therefore, you have to be Mafresh. V'chachamim omrim, no, ein atzorach la'afresh chalas d'may. Chachamim say you don't have to. There's a Rambam that says maybe this is only if he says. The Rambam's Lashon, when he quotes this day of the Chachamim, that you don't have to if he says that he was Mafresh, not Stama. If he says he was Mafers, let me read the Rambam. Rambam here in Bikurim in Ches Yudalid. Halokeach minachtom amaris b'suri of Amarlo. For Amarlo, hifrashti chala. Eino tzorach lavrish chala misafik. Right? If he says it, kishem shlo nechshudu kol Yisrael ba'aretz ala truma gedola, kach lo nechshudu b'suri ala chala. Avalokeach mechutz la'aretz bin anachtom. Okay, then he talks about the chutz la'aretz. But that's this machlokes here, Gamliel and the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chananya, Kubmi Rabbi Mana, V'yosam Rabbi Gamliel. Right, Rabbi Gamliel makes sense. V'aytam ayadu Rabbanan. Right, Rabbi Gamliel says, you have to take off from Syria. So doesn't that make sense? After all, right, it's Durabanan, he's not going to take it so seriously. Amar Lei, so the Chachamim, Rabbi Mana answers on behalf of the Chachamim, Kishem shalo nechshedu Yisrael al truma ba'aretz. Just like they're not chashud on truma in Eretz Yisrael, kachlo nechshedu al chala b'Syria. And the answer is no. There's no difference. So you got to work on this because truma in Eretz Yisrael is daraisa and chala in Syria is drabanan, right? So what does that mean? Yet we just said no. There's still no chiluk. Drabanan would say, there's no chiluk. Why is that? Maybe because we're talking about amhe aretz here. Maybe they don't know the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Syria, right? Don't give them so much credit. Right? They'll say, Achala Truma, oh, for sure, we have to take it off. They won't know that. This is Misa Shemayim and this is Rabbanan. Maybe that's a pshada that there is no such chilek. Right? Or, I think we might have said, back in Masechet Shumas, another reason why we might say that they're not nechshad by Truma Gedola is because there's no minimum shear. Chita Achat Paderas is a kri. So it's not going to be such a tircha for them. So, tiny amount. So too, Midaraisa, it's a tiny amount. Meiser, that's got it, but 10%. So that's more serious hafrasha, and that's something that we would have to be more worried about. Okay, Rabbi Avon Bar Chia boy, though Rabbi Avon Bar Chia asked for Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Gamliel, who says you have to be mafrish in Chutz La'aretz. Kima da'at amrit. Shtei chalos besurya. V'dechvasa shtei trumos besurya. You're telling me you have to be mafrish chala. I'm sorry. Now we're going back to the original, right? Not just the machlokas that we were just talking about, but the second machlokas in the Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Gamliel said, right, we had a machlokas about the aris, and the second machlokas was about how many chalos in Surya. Galil says two chalos in Surya, because it is, remember we said in the Chutz La'aretz, you have to take off two, right? And Rabbi Gamliel says no one. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, two chalos in Surya. So he asked the Gemara, why do you have to take off a double chala in Surya and not a double truma in Surya? Remember we said, you have to take off two, because one of them you have to burn because of tumas eretz amim. So truma you're also going to have to burn. So what's the difference between chala and truma? So he asked the Gemara. Right, we mentioned in the last year already why there's a concept even of chala durabanan and chutz la'aretz and not truma durabanan and chutz la'aretz. We've mentioned that Ramban from Maseches Chulin. But now the Gemara asks, shtei chalas besurya v'techvasa, shtei trumas besurya. So why do you have to take off two trumas in Surya? Amar Rabbi Chagai, no. Chala ain't acharei klum. Chala there's nothing to worry about. There's no chshash of anything. If we say you have to be mafresh a second chala, remember, one to burn and one to give to the Kohen. Truma yesh acharei klum. By truma, there's something after the truma. Why? Because im omer atkein, if you say you have to take off a second truma, nimseis osa truma shu mafrish tfula lemaisris. Right? Let's say I have to be mafrish truma in chutz la'aretz, midi rabbanan. With the second I mafrish truma, whatever's left is tevel. And you have to take off from what's ever left, maiser rishon, a truma spicer, maiser sheni. But now I'm going to say, no, you have to take off a second truma. But if you have to take off a second truma, it's going to be confusing, because you're going to take off a second truma from what's left, and you're not going to think you have to take off any other maisers from that truma, because it's truma. Regular truma, you don't have to take off any maiser rishon or maiser sheni. So if we are mechayev you to take off a second truma, that's going to be confusing. And that's why we don't want to do it. Chala, generally chala, there's no other hafrashas. Once chala is taken, it's done at the end, once there's gilgul, you've already been taken off all your trumas and maisers by the grains earlier. So that's why there's no chshash by chala to have two. Only by truma there is a chashash. Okay, I guess by bikesh we have to stop. Hashem will continue next time with bikesh.